Okay, there was a couple of things. Today is the official first day of June's month. Okay, so what we're going to try to accomplish, hopefully with several different things, we're going to start before Shavuos, we're going to do in Yom Diyoma. We'll finish, we'll do something on Sfira. You know, in Malachshav, Emasai, you know. So we'll do a little Sfira. And then I made a sort of like a Chumash packet for tomorrow, even though there's no real Parsha Shavua this week, but, you know, in Yoni Hashkafa on Matan Torah, so hopefully I just handed it in, so, yeah, for tomorrow. So then, what I'd like to do is, and then the week after Shavuos, I'd like to chazer over the packets from Shavuos. Those that are coming will be a chazara, and those that weren't, it'll be something new. There was I made a 92-page packet on B'chukoseim Lo Seilechu, and like a 70-page packet on Tovet Sefer Torah. So those Bez Hashem the Shiurim for the night of Shavuos and the day of Shavuos, whatever, Bez Hashem. Then we'll get to our topics of Tfilas HaDerech and Birkas HaGomel. You know, which I guess the impetus of these shiurim were, it all starts with Birkas HaChama, that we did those, you know, Birkas HaChama, you know, ninth parak of Brochus topics. Birkas HaChama, you know, thunder and lightning, all those topics. So even though Tfilas HaDerech is really the fourth parak, but, you know, Birkas HaGomel is the ninth parak. And so those Brochus topics are not Birkas HaNenin, which are very Nogeya Lemaisa. So, but usually people never spend the time to get it down 100%, to get it down, you know, what the halachas are, and they're very nogeya. So we'll do Tefillas HaDerech, Birkas HaGomel, and then we'll see where that leads us through the month of June. So we have a lot to do. B'chukoseim Lo Seilechu is also a very fundamental topic that we can... and Tovet Sefer Torah and other things. If you have other suggestions, let me know, and we'll see how far we get to that. Okay. Being that it's a newsman, we always begin with the niggun, the newsman. Avinu Harachaman, Hamirachem Rachem Aleinu. Yeah. last thing, Bezer Hashem, the shiur during Zulun Zman will be from 1 to 2. That means we'll daven mincha at 2 o'clock. Okay? And those that still need to find information about Shavuos on the west side, please speak to Aryeh Graber. Okay. The Torah tells us the mitzvah Svartam Lachem Mochar Sashabas, Miyom Aviyachem Esomer Tnufa, Sheva Shabosos Timimos Tiyena. So this is the mitzvah of Sfira. Of Sheva Shabbosos Ad Mimochas HaShabbos HaShavis Tisbru Chamishim Yom. And so that's what it says in Parshas Emor, that, and then in Parshas Re'eh the Torah says Shiva Shavuos Tisbor Loch Me'achel Chermesh Bakama Tachel Lispor Shiva Shavuos. That, so 7 weeks from the time that the Omer is cut. That's the first cutting of the Omer, of the crop. So there is a fundamental machlokus rishonim where the Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is a daraisa or derabbanan. The Rambam, page 4, Perek Zayin Halacha Chav Beis. So all of Sfiras HaOmer in the Rambam is 4 halachas, 4 short halachas. And I always like to point out that the most famous halacha that people say, if you miss a day, then you're out. That's not in the Rambam, because that's not in the Gemara. That's the Bahag, Chiddush. Rambam never heard of such a thing. If you would ask the Rambam, if you miss a day of Sfira, could you count the next day? He would say to you, and if you miss Kriya Shema yesterday, you shouldn't say Kriya Shema today. You know? I think that's what he would say. So the Rambam writes Mitzvah's Essay, page 4, Sfiras HaOmer. Mitzvah's Essay, Lispor Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Miyom Avos HaOmer Shenema Usfartam Lachem Merchas HaShabbos Sheva Shabbosos. So it's a mitzvah to count the 7 weeks. Mitzvah Linnos HaYomim Ima Shavuos Shenema Tisbru Chamishim Yom. And in other words, we start from the beginning of the day. That's why we count at night. So that's the Rambam Shita. So then the Rambam writes, Chavdalet, Mitzvah zu al kol ish miYisrael b'chol mokom u'v'chol zman. In other words, this mitzvah, meaning this mitzvah daraisa, is b'chol mokom u'v'chol zman. So that means that nothing changed. The fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and we don't have the Korban HaOmer doesn't diminish from the mitzvah. And the mitzvah is the same mitzvah. Just like tefillin is a mitzvah b'chol mokom u'b'chol zman. So Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah b'chol yom u'b'chol zman. That's the Rambam's opinion. Now we view the Rambam's opinion as a minority view in this halacha. In other words, we view that the mainstream shita in Sfiras HaOmer is that it's only the Rabbanan b'zman hazeh, because we don't have a Korban HaOmer. And that's, take a look on page 5 in the Gemara in Menachos at Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Gufa Amar Abaye Mitzvah Lamin Mi Yomi Mitzvah Lamin Mi Shavui Rabbana Dibay Ravashi Mani Yomi Mani Shavui Amayma Mani Yomi Velo Mani Shavui Amar Zecha La Mikdashu. So Abaye says it's a mitzvah to count days and weeks. Rabbanan de Rashi, they counted days and weeks. And Ameim Mani Yomi Velo Mani Shavui. Omer Zeche LeMikdashu. So he says it's Zeche LeMikdash. So since it's only a Zeche, that means really the mitzvah Bezman HaZeh doesn't apply, the mitzvah of Svira. Because we don't have a Korban Omer. And the Torah is Tole, the mitzvah of Svartam Lechem Mimachar Shashavas Miyom Aviyachem Es Omer Tenufo, that you count from the time of the Omer. So if we don't have Omer, we don't have the Korban, so then the whole mitzvah, the way most Rishonim learned, and contingent upon bringing the Korban. So if there's no Korban, then there's no Omer. There's no Svira, rather. And therefore all of Svira, Bezman HaZeh, is only Drabban. So that's what a Maimer says. So since the real mitzvah doesn't exist today, we're just doing it Zeichel LeMikdash. Really, the mitzvah doesn't even exist Bezman HaZeh. We just don't want to forget. So Chachomim instituted certain things Zeichel LeMikdash. For example, Dalad Minim Bezman HaZeh. Right? So only the first day is it Daraisa. After the first day, the mitzvah doesn't exist midaraisa anymore. So why do we do it the rest of the holiday? Yerav Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana zeichel lemikdash. I believe Reb David Cohen, in one of his mamorim, in one of his svarim, points out that whenever something is done zeichel lemikdash, so we risk the problem of maybe violating Baal Tosif. Because it's like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that if you sleep if you stay in the sukkah after sukkahs, the day after sukkahs, you continue sitting in your sukkah, you violate Baal Tosif. That's why in Eretz Yisrael, if you're an Israeli in Eretz Yisrael and you sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, it's a shayla of getting malchus. It's like eating a treif sandwich. Baal Tosif. In America, in Chutz La'aretz, we do it als the Sveika Dioma. That's the Sveika Dioma we do it in Chutz La'aretz. And there's a whole shot. But Ben Eretz Yisrael would never sit in the Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. It's Mamash Baal Tosif. So then the question, you know, comes about, you know, how can the Chachamim institute the Lulav? If we take Lulav, why isn't it a Baal Tosif? So that's a whole question. But I think his Yisod, Rabbi David Cohen's Yisod, is that whenever it's Zecher LeMikdash, they dafka made it to do in a different way. So it shouldn't look like the original mitzvah. And then he brings Raya's, for example, like the Psulei Lulav are not the same on the first day as the rest of the day. Like, for example, Chaser. Chaser is a psul the first day. After the first day, there's no psul Chaser. Rabbi Yochanan matbil b'v'ochal, right? Rabbi Yochanan took his lulav, dal min the first day, and then he got hungry in the middle of the first day, Yontif. He got a little hungry, so he took a bite out of his esrog, and he kept it for the next day. The next day is only drabbanan, so he could have a Chaser dika esrog. So that's what he had. So the standards are different. So he develops, I believe, in one of his farm, Rabbi David Cohen develops this idea. So Tosus writes, the top Amar Zechel Mikdash, the fourth Tosus here, bottom Tosus. Nira de besofik hashecha yochal levorech, veitzarach lahamti na chei vadei laila, kemen shu sveke drabonon. So Tosus Menachah says that since Sfira Sa'omer is only drabonon, then you could count Sfira already from Bein HaShemashos. In other words, you don't have to wait till Tzeis HaChachovim to count Sfira. Once it's Shkia, you could already count Sfira. Because why? Because it's Sfira is only Drabbanan. So since Sfira is only Drabbanan, then what? And Bein HaShemashos is Sofik, so Sofik Drabbanan Lekula. Safek Darabana Lakula. That's a question. Bez Hashem, I'm writing for this Beis Yitzchak that's coming out Bez Hashem in a month or something. The question is, could you say the same thing by Mincha? Mincha is also the Darabana. So could you say the same thing by Mincha, that you can daven Mincha after Shkia, as long as it's just Bein Hashmashos, for the same reason, as Safek Darabana Lakula. So that's the machlokas. Some say yes, some say no. So I wrote an article on the pros and cons of this idea. But Svira Tosa says that you can. The Shulchan Aruch just says, I'm a doctor, can wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. But Mikar Adin, you could, right after Shkia. You could, in some shuls, they daven Mincha Maariv back to back. So some shuls say, so count Sfira later, wait to count Sfira. Some shuls will count Sfira right then and there with a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch says, as we learned, says to do without a bracha now, make a Tanai, right? That's our whole shiur that we gave on Tanai B'mitzvahs. And Fakir, Tosa says, not only is counting Sfira during Bein HaShmashos is allowed, it's preferable. Because what's the whole point? Why do we count Sfira at night? Why do we count Sfira at night? Shouldn't we count Sfira in the daytime? Most mitzvahs that we have, we do in the daytime. The Korban Omer was brought in the daytime. So why do we count Sfira at night? The answer is because night, the Gemara asked this question. You want to see? Take a look. Page 5, we're on. Gemara asks, Yachol yiktzor v'yovi v'emasai sheyutza yispor tamalom me'achal chemish b'kama, tachal yispor. Yimei achal chemish techal yispor, yachol yiktzor v'yispor v'emasai yutza yavi tamalom yom aviyachem. Yimei yom aviyachem, yachol yiktzor v'yispor. Shev shem. Emasai atat motzei shev shabos t'mimos mizran shata maskel limnos mi'be'erif. Where the Gemara says that it needs to be tamimos, complete. So if you count in the daytime, you miss the night before, because the counting is not going to be chalim afreya. Because you can't have something chalim afreya to thin air. Right? If you didn't do anything at night, you can't count to the day and say it's going to be chalim afreya as if it's not going to be. It's not going to be chalim afreya. You can't have anything. Be Chalom Afreya. In other words, if you do something now and you want it to be Chalom Afreya, so it can Chalom Afreya from the action you did now. But if you didn't do anything at night and you just counted the day, it's not going to be Chalom Afreya in the daytime. So in Memela, there's no concept of being Chalom Afreya. So that's why we count at night, so the night will count for the night and the future day. So the whole day is counted. So that's why we count at night. So the question is, if we're counting at night, maybe there should be a chumrah that we should mamish count at the beginning of night. We shouldn't count Sfira 10:15 after the 10 o'clock Maariv, but if Shkia is 8:15, so right then and there. So Tosa says, maybe in Ocharami. Maybe not only it's a heter to count Sfira during Bein HaShmashos, but maybe what? It's not just a heter, but it's what? It's preferable. Maybe. So that's what he says. Near the Safik Hashekh Yoholavara, Vain Sarah Hamti Nashevada Laila, came in through Sveka Drabaran. The Uromer da Filu Beyom, Somukha Hashekh Odif Mishum Tmimos. And he says, a bigger Kiddush, that maybe you can count even before Shkia. Because if you count after Shkia, so you're missing already. The time you open the siddur and you count, is you're missing 2 seconds. The time you say the bracha, you're missing 2 seconds. But if you count a minute before Shkia, so then you're doing even better. You get the whole day, the whole complete day in your sphere. So maybe it's even better.
For Odo, Omer dafil biyom somach hachashecha odif mishum tamimus kadamrin aleil. But then he says ve'ein nira.
for Ein Nira. What? Because you wanted the sphere is supposed to be Tamimos. So if you count at night, so now the counting will be for the night and the future day. But if you count in the daytime, you missed out on the night before. The night before wasn't part of the counting. Because it can't work with Mafreya. Mafreya to nothing. You can't have Mafreya to thin air. You can say, this is Chal, I'm counting on this future day. And this is now the beginning of the day, so it's Chal on that day. But if you already missed something, so then you missed the night. So we're not... So the way our practice is, we count at night. And we don't count in the day. But Tosha says, not only should you count at night, you should count at the very beginning of night. So you shouldn't even miss out a mashahu. So, in other words, the count after Shkia during Bein HaShemashos maybe is not only a heter, but it's something that's preferable. Maybe it's something that's preferable. And then he says even a step further, maybe Shkia is already too late. We're talking about for the next day. Maybe you should count at the end of the day. So you'll get it in everything. You'll get a whole full day. Rav Shacht always likes to point out that the only time the Gemara uses the word Tamimos is for this halacha, to count at night. Whereas the concept of Tamimos that we always think about, if you miss a day, that's the Bahag. That he uses that on his own. That's not in the Gemara. The fact that we, you know, we're makpid the night of Shavuos to daven late and make Kiddush late, so it should be Tamimos, that's also not in the Gemara. Those are all Chumras. So the first Chumra of the Bahag that's quoted in the Mechaber. The other Chumra of the Kiddush, other poskim have, does the Mechaber have it also? Let me check. But I think the other notes that Kalim bring it down. That became the minute. See, that's what he says in the bottom of the Tosis. Four lines of the Old Pasuk Ba'alochas Gedolos Shem Hifsi Gyom Echad V'lo Sofer Shuv Eino Sofer Shem Dabai Tamimus V'teim Gedolohu V'lo Yitochet. Right, so really this shita should have been Nidcha. Tosis himself quotes it, but the Beis Yosef liked it. So it became normative practice. That if you miss one night, so now you can't count, and you didn't make it up in the day, the way we understand, so you can't count anymore with a bracha. Now, so those are the two shittas. The Tosa says that Tzvir is the Rabbanan, and the Rambam says the Raisa, and the Nafkamin is whether you can count during Safek Hashecha. Do you have to wait till Tzeisa Kachavim? Mechor, according to the Rambam, you have to wait till Tzeisa Kachavim, because it's a Daraisa. And according to Tosas, you can already count Hashecha. I remember one year of Stav was here for a Shabbos, and we made early Shabbos, and they didn't count Sphere, of course, like normally early Shabbos, they don't count Sphere, but it was already after Shkia. So he felt that they should have counted Sphere with a bracha. Once it was after Shkia, they should already do it with a bracha. So this way you shouldn't forget of Kulei, and that is the Ikar Adin. The minhag became not to wait till Tzeis HaKachavim before you count with a bracha. But certainly if you did it after Shkia, and L'chor, it doesn't have to be such a long Tzeis HaKachavim. In other words, if you have certainly a half an hour after Shkia, for sure is enough for this purpose. 35 minutes, etc. is enough for this purpose. purpose. Maybe even earlier. The Rabbeinu Yerucham, on the next page, page 6, first column says the following. In other words, it's two separate mitzvahs. It's Sheva Shavuos and Tisbru Chamishim Yom. So there's a din of the Yomim and a din of the Shavuos. So the question is, so how come we don't make two brachas, just like Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh? Well, we discussed that, the Machlokas, whether you make. But if you hold that you make two brachas on one in Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh, so we should make a Shekin Shalom Mitzvah Sofet Sivano Al Sviras Hayomim Hayom Shmoni Yomim Bomer Shekin Shalom Mitzvah Sofet Sivano Al Sviras HaShavuos Hayom Shavu Echav Yom Echalom. Right? So why don't we do that? Lameim Vorchim Beis Brachas Achaz L'Yomim V'Achaz L'Shavuos Shrei Beis Mitzvah Sein Ven Ketfilin Shal Rosh V'Shal Yad. The Omer Rabbi Beis Brachas, a few laws, right? He holds like the shittas that you always make two brachas, even if you didn't talk. For Echanu Somchim Hayom Yom Dal Yom Shem Beis Shavuos Yom Chofal Yom Shem Shlosha Shavuos Yanu Lolomar Hayom Yom Dal Yom Vayom Beis Shavuos. In other words, if it's two separate mitzvahs, so we should do it. So one question is, why don't we make two separate brachas? Yes. Then the other question is, how come we don't make two separate statements? Like on the eighth day, we should say Hayom Shmona Yomim LaOmer, and then we should say Hayom Shavu Echav Yom Echav LaOmer. In other words, don't say it as we're counting 8 days, which is, and then we're just saying the Shavuos as like a link on. And 8 days means one week and a day. Why is like the Shavuos like put in there as a link, not as its own statement, not just as a perish of what Shmoni Yomi means? For Lame Mavarchim Beis Brachas Achas Liyomi Vachas Lishavuos Shrei Limna Shrei Beis Mitzvah Sein Hem Kit Filin Shal Rosh Vashal Yad Doma Beis Brachas Afil Lo Soch Vod Eich Anu Somchim Hayom Yudalad Yom Shem Beis Shavuos Hayom Chof Alf Yom Shem Shalosh Shavuos. Hello, Yom Hayom Yudal Yom. Hayom Beis Shavuos. And he, not the example I gave, because he would probably say the example I gave is Shmoni Yomim, so you're not going to count the Shavuos every day. You'll only count the Shavuos on the week, on the 7th day, the 14th day, the 21st day. But at least on those days, you should count the weeks with its own bracha and its own statement. And even if for some reason you want to say that it doesn't get two brachas, but at least it should have two statements. Not one statement and on the 14th day you say Arba Asayom Shehem Shnei Shavuos. No, it's Hayom Arba Asayom and Hayom Shnei Shavuos. V'omal lanu lo ma Shehem Beis Shavuos v'chein einu yodim sheyudal yom heim Beis Shavuos. So says, so that's the Rabbeinu, so his kasha. So what's his teretz? V'nira lon mishum d'chsiv zayin shavuos tispor loch u'chsiv nami miyom haviyachem esom ratnufa sheva shabosos t'mimos t'yana nimsa shalo nichtava sfira shavuos ki'im gabe ha'omer. In other words, the pasuk that has the weeks, the mitzvah counting of the weeks, that's linked with the omer. That's linked with the Omer. So if there's no Omer, the Chiv of the weeks doesn't exist anymore. But Aval Sfiras Hayomim Lo Ksiv Gam Yomer. Right? In other words, what is the Pasuk? How do we see the Pasuk? It says, Usvartel Mechem Mochar Sashabas Yom Echad Sashabas Sheva Shabbos Tumos Nuyena. So that Pasuk that's talking about the Omer is the mitzvah of the weeks. And Ad Mochar Sashabas Shavit Tishmur Chal Mishim Yom. And then you'll bring the Mincha Chadash of Shavuos. But the Pasuk of Omer, linking it to the Omer, is only the Pasuk of the weeks. The weeks are linked to the Omer, but not the days. So Memeila says Rabbeinu Yerucham that Bezman Hazeh, the days are what? Still the Raisa. Because the days are not Toloy and what? On the Korban Omer. The weeks are Toloy and the Korban Omer, so the weeks don't exist Bezman Hazeh. Because we don't have a Korban Omer. At least not Midoraisa.
Nimsha shelo nechtuva svir shavuos ki'im gabi ha'omer. Aval svir sayom lo ksiv gabi omer. Nimsha de svir sayomim hu min ha'Torah. Afilu bezman hazeh. That svir sayomim is min ha'Torah. U svir sashavuos bezman d'ika omer. Yom vorchim zeh al zeh bezman shebeis ha'mikdash kayam. V'hainu ksiv ad marachas ha'shabas. Shvitus nun yom. Havalei limichtav ad marachas el ratzolom. Marachas to sport admin macharas for shalom shalom tola yom aviachem el marach was vehaze and it's something the shavuah zeichel mikdash, but shavuahs are only zeichel mikdash. Ubrachas was zeichel mikdash levar ein bevarchim. He says like certain things that we do zeichel mikdash, we don't make a bracha on, like zeichel mikdash kehillel. Right, Korech. We don't make a separate bracha on Korech. Right? Arava on Hoshanis. On Hoshana Rabbah, we don't make a certain bracha. So we do make a separate bracha on Lulav and Esrog during the duration of the holiday. So apparently that was a stronger takana maybe than just Zeichel HaMikdash. But something that's pure Zeichel HaMikdash was, I think Rav Shechter discussed in the Brisk Rav, there are certain things that are pure Zeichel HaMikdash and certain things that some point out that the Zeichel HaMikdash was the reason why the Rabbanan made a regular takana. But din is not a Zeichel HaMikdash din. Din is a regular din to Rabbanan. Zeichel HaMikdash was just a reason. That's how some explain this idea. But things that are pure Zeichel HaMikdash, so you don't make a bracha on. So that's why there's no bracha on Hoshana Rabbah, on the Korech there's no bracha, etc. Yeah, so Mamela. Then he continues. So that 1 second. No, that's his answer. Meaning, so therefore now we understand
why there's no separate bracha on the on Shavuos, on the weeks, because the weeks don't get a bracha b'zman hazeh, and that's why he's explaining why it doesn't have a separate statement also, because the weeks are only there as a zecher, so we just put it in like a afterthought. In other words, Hayom Shmona Yomim, that's the statement. Then we tack on Shehem Shavu Echad Yom Echalom. We tack on Hayom Shiva Yomim, Shehem Shavu Echad Lom. So in other words, since the Shavuos really is not a Chiyav Bezman Hazeh, it's only a Din Hazechel Mikdash, so therefore it doesn't get its own bracha, and it doesn't get even its own statement. It's only a tacked on statement to the days. That's how the Rabbeinu Yerucham learns. So it comes out, Rabbi Osai, that there are three shitas in the poskim. Whether what? Whether sphere of Bezman Hazeh is Daraisa like the Rambam, or is it the Rabbanan like Tosis? Or the middle road sheet of the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that the days are Daraisa and the weeks are the Rabbanan? Now there is a piece, the Brisker Rav, on page 7. There's a piece in the Brisker Rav. He discusses from his father, Reb Chaim, Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam, Hilchos Tamidim U'Musafim, Posak, the Mitzvah Sfir Sa'omer, Hu Me'atorah, Gam Hazman Hazeh. Right? That we saw. Reb Chaim, Nor Loshon Harif. The Tzarech Iyin, Migmar Didan, Damei Ma'omer Zechel Mikdashu. Right, so Chora, how does the Rambam going to learn Pshat in the Gemara? I mean, Chora, the Gemara ends off. A Meimer says Zechel Mikdash. So is, so what's, how does the Rambam, is the Rambam just going to say, okay, we don't pass like a Meimer? But Chora, why shouldn't the Rambam pass like a Meimer? It's Mashma that Meimer was the, like the last word in the sugya. So here we go to the main room where Zechel and Mikdashu, I am in us a Kalim. The Grach Tirits, the Lutzach Bir, the Divrei Agamar, the Atu in Lo Yakrivu Omer, the Bottle Mitzvah Sirius Omer. Why should, in other words, what would be if Bizman HaMikdash, for some reason they didn't bring the Omer that year. They were negligent or they didn't have the whereabouts. So that would mean that no one would count Sfira that year. So would that, so maybe in a Hanabi. But he doesn't think that's Mustaba. But just because they didn't bring the Omer, that they shouldn't count spheres. Mashma in the Torah that, okay, you should have brought the Omer, but now if you didn't bring the Omer, now you can't count sphere. What does one thing have to do with the other? I mean, Pasha is the Gemara saying, the Torah saying that count from the day that they would bring the Omer. So if you didn't happen to bring the Omer that year, Klal Yisrael didn't bring the Omer, so there's no sphere. So maybe in a Hanami. So he wants to say like this. Hakoch etzarch lomer dehum yishum dekeven dechara hamikdash shubatol din hakrova v'kach batol gam mitzvah svir. Aval pshita to lo tolo b'mais hakrova poa. And the cave and the bottle din ha'omer zehu mevatel gam mitzvah sfir. Later told him b'maisi mikriv omer alo. Meaning, if the Beis HaMikdash would be in existence, and one year for some reason they didn't bring the omer, so that's not going to impede upon us being makriv the being doing sfir sa'omer. It's only if the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and there's no hakrava, there's no efsharus for hakrava. So we're mufka from hakrava. So then, maybe there's what to say. But the fact that they, if there would have been a Beis Hamikdash, he didn't bring it, he doesn't think that has any bearing at all. So he says, if he's at Tzarech Lomer, Docha Meir Libid Manomer Kedushas Hamikdash Lo Kitchel Lo Si Lovo. So he wants to say like this, that maybe, the question is like this, even if the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, who says he can't bring the Korban Omer? Right, that's a machlokus in the Gemara, whether if the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, can you still be Makriv Korbanos? Right? One opinion says you can, and one opinion says you can't. Kedush Rishon Kitchel, Shaitan Kitchel, Losid Lavo, Makriv and Afo Pishay and Bias. And the other opinion says no, that that only if there's no bias, then there's no Kedusha, and then you... So he wants to suggest the Brisker Rav here from Reb Chaim. That maybe a Meimer only said it because a Meimer holds that if there's no Beis HaMikdash, then there's no Kedusha and you can't bring the Korban even in potential. So Mela, that's why he said that Sfir Somer B'Zman HaZeh is only the Rabbanu. But the Rambam L'Shitaso paskins that Kedusha of the Mikdash is Shayach even Lot, but there's no physical edifice of the Beis HaMikdash, but still, the Makom is still Kodesh, and you can bring Makriv and Afal Pishayim Bayis. So Mela, the Din Korban is not Batal, even the Korban HaBayis. And that's why the Rambam holds that there's no difference between Bizman HaBayis and not Bizman HaBayis. Bizman HaBayis is just nicer. So to have a Beis HaMikdash is a nicer thing. You know, to not have the building and just to bring a Mizbeach, it's not so nice, but you can do the same thing. So today is no different than then. Just like Bizman HaBayis, if they wouldn't have brought the Korban, they would still count Sfira. So Bizman HaZeh, we have the Mokom Kadosh. We just don't have the building, but the building's not Ma'akev. The building's not Ma'akev. It's a mitzvah to have the building. There's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Rambam writes. Even the Rambam writes there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the situation where we just have the Makom without the building. But L'maisa, L'gabi Korbanos, the Makom without the building is just as good to bring Korbanos. So the Mela, the Din Korban, the Shayach even Mizman HaZeh. So when that's for some reason we're not bringing it, why aren't we bringing it? That's all the Achronim discuss. According to the Rambam, why aren't we Makriv Korbanos Bizman HaZeh? So most of the answers are technical things that we don't know exactly. And we still have to build a Mizbeach, and we don't know exactly where the Mizbeach belongs, and we don't know exactly how to make the Big Day Kahuna, and we don't know exactly this and exactly that, all like minor details. And we don't have the machne, and we're all tomei anyway, and we don't have so all these different, but they're all details. But in theory, we can bring Korbanos Bizman HaZeh. And historically, they did, right? We know historically, after the Beis HaMikdash, they brought Korbanos, which were only the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was brought even after the Korban. There's a lot written on that topic, why Dr. Korban Pesach, and people always wanted to bring Korbanos, and Dr. Korban Pesach they wanted to bring. Because first of all, Korban Pesach is a Korban Tzibur, so it doesn't matter about all the other Korbanos Tzibur, they only are a Korban Tzibur if you have Machtes HaShechel. Since we don't have the real Machtes HaShechel Bizman HaZeh, we can't have real Korbanos Tzibur. But Korban Pesach doesn't come from the Machtes HaShechel, yet it still has a din of Korban Tzibur. The fact that everyone's bringing it is a din of Korban Tzibur. That's one unique Korban. So the Korban Pesach is the one Korban that they perhaps brought after, and in subsequent generations, like in the retirement of Rishonim, when they wanted to bring Korbanos, it was the Korban Pesach that they wanted to bring. So Mimela, that's the Rav, the Brisker Rav's thing over here. That the Rambam is Lishitos. So he's not against the Gemara, because that Gemara could be paskening that Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel HaShaita V'lo Kitchel HaSilova. So let's see inside. Fizeh. Six lines from the bottom, second column. Fizeh Tzarech Lomad Hocha Ayri Alib Edman Omar Tikdush HaMikdash Lo Kitchel HaSilova. Mishum Hachi Kev in the bottle Din HaKrovas HaOmer Bottle Gam Mitzvah Sfira HaTuluya Ba. Aval Man Omar the Kitchel HaSilova Shapir No Heges Mitzvah Sfira Gam Esman Hazeh After Bepoyal Ein Makriven Omer ein ze bevatel as hamitzvah shel sfira. Kevin to efshel hakriv ul'kayem din hakrova. In kain, a Rambam, pasuk b'hilchos beis ha-bechira, t'kdushas ha-mikdosh, lo batlo v'chol um hakriv b'zman hazeh, in kain, mitzvah sfira nami lo batlo min ha-torah. So that's his word. See, you could say differently, and just say, in other words, everyone asks the question. The Rambam holds it's the Raisa. Why does he hold it the Raisa? Isn't it totally in the Omer? So the simple shot is to say, it's not totally in the Omer. The Omer is just telling you from what day you're supposed to count. It's just defining which day it is. So why did the Brisker Rav like that? Because then it still comes out that then you'll have to just say that the Rambam is paskening against the Meimer. Brisker Rav is saying he's passing against a Meimer, but that's only because a Meimer is based on another premise that the Rambam didn't pass it like that. A Meimer holds Kedusha Rishonis Kitchel HaShaita V'lo Kitchel HaSilova. And the Rambam didn't pass it like that, so he can't pass it like a Meimer, because that's only a Meimer based on holding that Shita. So that's the Mr. Rambam. Let's take a look on page 8. So page 8 is in the Mechaber where he quotes the din of Shachach Levarach Be'echad Me Hayomim Bein Yom Rishon Bein Shayomim Sofer Mishayomim Belo Bracha. So right, Avalim Umesupak, right, this comes up all the time. If a person's B'Safik Im Dileg Yom Echad Belo Sofer Yisbor B'Shayomim Be'Bracha. If you're a Suffolk, whether you counted, then you can continue with a bracha. What's the reason? Says the Mishnah Berura. Yispor b'shayim bracha de'ika sveik sveika. Shema lo dilek klal nintim tzolom shadilek shema halacha osam poskim chol yomu mitzvah v'fnei atzma. In other words, you have a sveik sveika, because maybe the halacha is not like the Bahak, that you could count even if you did. Maybe you didn't forget. Right, and even if you did forget, who says the halacha is like the Bahad? So it's a sfeik sfeika. So mevela, that's why if you're mesupuk, if you counted, then you could continue counting with a bracha. V'adim b'chol dover shadino lachzor v'lispor b'li bracha machas sfeik im lachzor v'sofer yispor ashar lachzor bracha. Or what in b'chol dov shadino lachso v'lispor b'li bracha machma safek im l'chazav safer yispor shalos b'bracha teim tabi yomim v'lo tabi shavuos v'lo tabi shavuos v'lo tabi yomim. So what if you made a mistake in the weeks, not in the days. He said the days right, but the weeks he said wrong, or vice versa. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that you're supposed to count again with libracha. But if you didn't count again, so you don't have to, in the subsequent days, you can count with a bracha. Because since you did enough that we're not going to mechayv you to recount with a bracha, so it shows you did something. So that's enough to say that the rest of the time you don't... But this comes up all the time where people are not sure and all these things. And in terms of the other halacha, so let's look at halacha dalet on page 10, the famous halacha of Misha Shoel also Chaver Ben Hashmashos Kami Mea Sfira. If somebody asks you during Ben Hashmashos, what's tonight in the Sfira? So you should say to him, yesterday was a certain amount. Shim Yomar Lo Hayom Kach Bekach, because if he says that today is that amount, Ein yochel lachzor v'limnos bebracha. Because if he says today is the 15th day, then he's yotzei sfira already. Yotzei sfira. Aval kodem ben hashmashos kevan she'eino zman sfira ein bekachlum. But before ben hashmashos, if somebody asks you 2 o'clock in the afternoon, what's tonight's sfira, you can tell him out directly, because it's not the zman sfira. But you see from here that the Ikar Adin is Bein HaShmashos is Zman Sfira. It was already at Bein HaShmashos, like Tosas holds. That already at Bein HaShmashos, you already can't, answer directly. Then the Magen Avraham says, Hayom kach v'kach, v'omer kach v'kach, v'omer hayom. Say you just say 15. And you don't say today is 15. That's also not a problem. And then he says, in the next Magen Avraham, Minuch alach z'lumnos, afogav d'lomer ba'omer yotza, b'diyev. Afogav d'lomkin kivin lotzis. You just say today is 15, that's enough. Even if you didn't say Ba'omer, La'omer, whatever. Certainly Ba'omer, La'omer is not... That's why it's a little strange that some people say quite count twice. Ba'omer, La'omer. Once you count it, you yotze. So there's nothing is going to... It's not tofes anymore. Once you yotze, yotze. So what's the point of saying it? La'omer, again. If you said Ba'omer, now you're going to count La'omer. You Yotze anyway. Like what the Reb Chaim said, you take an Esrog and it was kosher, so then you can't be Yotze Hidr anymore. Because once you Yotze, you can't be Yotze. It might be a Hidr to say La'omer or Ba'omer, whichever way is considered more Mehuda. But once you Yotze, Migra Din, this is finished. That's why Reb Chaim said, if you have two Esrogim, one is the most beautiful esrog, but it might be pasul. It might have one thing that pasuls it, but if it's kosher, it's the most beautiful. And one esrog is vade kosher, but it's not beautiful. So which should you take first? So Reb Chaim says you take the one that might be pasul, but it's vade mehuda. You take that first. Because if you take the one that's kosher first, that definitely kosher, not mehuda, then you are vade yotze. Once you're vade yotze, then there's no shaykh to have a hider anymore. Right? So the same thing by Sfiras Omer. Once you say one of them, La Omer, Ba Omer, neither of them is Mi'ikuva. So whatever you say first, you would Vada Yotze, so then saying the other version is not gonna help. So I don't see the necessity really to... I mean, one of them is Toma, might be a better Lashon. I don't know which one. I say La Omer. So I grew up here in YU. And of David Lifshitz always used to count Sfira in the base medrash, and he said La Omer. So that's If I say Ba'omer. If you say Ba'omer, it's also good. And the Magen Avraham says, even if you don't say anything, you just say Hayom Chamisha Yom Yotze. Okay, we'll say, we'll continue tomorrow. So tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, is the last shiur before Yontif. So we'll continue this packet, and we'll have a Hashkafa packet on Shavuos, which hopefully will be... So maybe we'll start at 1 o'clock, and we'll do this for half an hour. Then at 1:30 to 2, we'll give the Hashkafa packet.